ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Zayin. The Gemara brings down the Machloikis, Rava and Abaye, about Ezoimim. Ezoimim, the situation where two Edom come in and they made something about someone, and then a second set of Edom come in and they made about the first, that Imonu Hayisem on that day, B'mokam Ployni. So you're unable to testify the Edos you're claiming to testify that you saw in this location, because you're really with us in a different location on that day, B'mokam Ployni. The din is that the second set is Ne'amon against the first set, and therefore, as the Gemara tells us in Masechta Makis, based on the Psukim, that V'osison Loikashe Zomam, Lasos La'ochiv, that the first set get the Oynish that they were trying to give to the first. And when the Gemara discusses another halacha, that the first set become established as Eidim who are Shakronim, and therefore they become Psulim to testify from then on in, because we now know that they are people who testify, and they testified Eidus Sheker. Abaye and Rava get into Machloikis. From which point and on, which point in time, do we say that the first set become psulim? Abaye's shita is that the apostle Mafreya, from the point when they originally said the Eidus, which is now known to have been false. Rava argues on this, and Rava says that they only become nisal from the point in time which they become muzim and bezlim. When the second set is mazim them, they come in and they say, Imanu v'yisim on that day, b'mokam ployni, only from that point and on. And Rava explains his shita in the Gemara by saying that Ezim is a chidishu. As Be'emes, Rava is Mavur, that Mitzah HaSvora, I was going to say, my Chosas de Samchas Ahani Smoich Ahani, that means to say, I was going to say, that the second set and the first set are simply arguing. The first set says that we were in this location on this particular day and saw the activity take place. Second set, no, you were with us in a different location. It's Trey, it's a Machloikis argument between them. And why should I assume that the second set had believed over the first altogether? So there's a Chiddushu, it's a Chiddush in the Torah, in other words, that I believe the second set over the first, and since it's a chiddush in the Torah, we only say mishas chiddusha ve'elach, that we say the chiddush, and only that we minimize the chiddush, and only from the point in time where they become hozam, only from then on mikana lahavo, they become nifsal to say any testimony that had been said before they became hozam and bezdin, we don't consider them to have been nifsal from then. That's Rava Shita. Abaye argues on Rava, and he says that since we now have determined that they were liars at the point a couple of months ago, whenever it was, when they said the original testimony, which is now established to have been false and huzam, so therefore the nifal mafreya from that earlier point, from what they originally said, the testimony which is now seen as false. The Gemara tells us we paskan like Abaye against Rava, and this is one of the Yal Kagam, the six places we paskan like Abaye, the Ayin of Yal Kagam, the Eid Zoymeim, the Mafreya who nifsal like Abaye. Now, even though the Gemara tells us over here that Eid Zoymeim is a chiddushu, it's a special chiddush, it's not an ordinary svar, and that's why Rava Shita is that we only passel them from the time they become huzam and on. Despite that, the Tur in Choshe Mishpat Simen Lamed Ches, when he discusses the din of Eid Zoymeim, is mashma bepshuta that it's not a chiddush, and he gives it a poshut svara to explain it. The Torah over there makes a distinction between hakhosha and hazama, and he tries to explain why they're different. Ma bein hakhosha lahazama, says the Torah. What by hakhosha, two Edom simply disagree with one another. They were both standing on this and this street corner, same time, and I saw the act one way, you saw the act a different way, you said you saw the act didn't take place, simply makash each other, and over there, I'm not saimech on either set over the other set, I just have a equal machloikas, and therefore, of course, I'm not going to pass either of the sets. That's by Hakosha. By Hazama, where the first set testified a particular activity that they say took place, a particular place, particular time, and the second set of Edom come into Mazim, then we go with us elsewhere, there we believe the second set absolutely over the first, and we consider the first set to be Nifsal. So what's the difference, says the Tur? After all, ultimately, both are very, very similar. There's simply a dispute between the two sets of witnesses. Why is there such a big difference between them? And the Tur says, a Yosoidi is the Kasvora, which it seems that he names on that this is simply a Svora. The Tur says that by Hakosha, the argument that we're having is about the activity that we say did or did not happen, depending on which set, whereas by Hazama, the second set is being made on the Guf Ha'edim. They're not being made on the activity, they're being made on the Guf Ha'edim of the first set. They're saying you, as Edim, are unable to be made because you're with us. We can't talk about the activity, but we could talk about you. Because the second set says the Torah are being made on the goof of the first Edom. The first Edom are unable to be made about themselves, because that's always the rule. A person can't be an aid about himself. Consequently, the second set, who are made on the goof of Edom of the first, are unopposed. Since the first set can't oppose them as Edom, they are made on their own goof, that's why, by Hazama, the second set is believed over the first. That's what the Torah says. It's mashma in the Lashon HaTorah that it's a simple svara that by Hazama we believe the second set over the first, which Pepshutai is really against what Rava says of here, that Eidzaim is a Chiddush. Moreover, the Lechem Mishnah, who makes this point about the Torah, the Lechem Mishnah also points out that it seems from the Lashon HaRambam that the Rambam did consider Eidzaim to be a Chiddush, and like our Gemara appears to say, based on Rava, in Rava, and the Rambam not just appears to have considered a Chiddush, but the Rambam said a rather startling din based upon his understanding that it's a Chiddush, which really, in the Svara Pshuta, in the common sense, really we can't even explain. Now, the Rambam paskins remarkably in Hilchos Eidos, that by Hazama, we believe the second set over the first, and it's more than just the ordinary Hakosha where they argue over an incident where we don't believe either set over the other. The Rambam says that's only where the second set is being made only about the goof of the first Edom and are not being made about the Maisa, because they say we don't know anything about the Maisa. For example, just to give an example, you are saying that a murder took place, Lamoshal, in New York on a particular street corner. We say that on that exact date, you're with us in China on that day, and therefore, you can't know the first thing about the murder, nor do we know the first thing about the murder either. We have no knowledge of whether it took place or not, but we know that you were with us. However, Dr. Rambam, just to give the Moshe we gave. What happens if the Mazimim come along and they say, you, the first set of Edom with us in China on that day, not in the place you're claiming where you saw the murder, but in fact, we saw both of the protagonists involved in the murderer and the victim, we saw them with us also on that day, and we saw the murder didn't even take place. We're able to testify, the Mazimim, not only about you, the Edom, that you weren't in the place where you say you were, and you're unable to testify what you say you're testifying, but we're also able to testify that the murder didn't even take place altogether at that time, because we saw the protagonists involved. There, the Rambam says that we give the din of Hakosha, and we don't accept the second testimony, or give it any strength over the first. It's an ordinary equal hakosha between the two. So the Lechem Mishnah points out that this Rambam is saying something which goes against common sense. Where is the common sense, the sichliistika, have though the explanation for why I should say that if the Mazimim are actually adding more information, because they're saying, not only do we see you with us in China on that day, we actually saw the protagonist with us in China on that day as well, and there was no murder that took place, there was no loan, whatever, hezek, whatever it was. So they're adding information. Why should they be less ne'amon in a case like that than an ordinary hazama, where they only are able to testify about the Edom with us on that day? Zok to Lechem Mishnah, there's no way we're going to explain this based upon Svara. The only way to explain it is to say that the Rambam is saying that Edom are a Chiddush, and once it's a Chiddush, we limit it to the most limited scenario, and that is where they're being made on the Guf HaEdom and only on the Guf HaEdom and nothing else. And that's the Ein L'Chavoy L'Chadushai. The moment that they say anything about the Ma'isa, we give it a getter of a Hakosha, because they're in Makash the Ma'isa now, and therefore no longer has the Chiddush of Hazama, and the second set isn't believed over the first. So the Lechem Mishnah summarizes and he says like this: Bemes the Gemara said befeirish that Eidzim is a Chiddush, whereas in the Rishayim it appears that the Rambam said it was a Chiddush and took a din out of that Chiddush, whereas the Torah appears to have held it's not a Chiddush. Zok the Lechem Mishnah that the Hezber in this is, the Gemara says this thing in Rava, the Eidzim is a Chiddush. Rava is the Shittosoi that says Eidzim is a Chiddush. He also understands how Pidar Koi, that therefore since it's a Chiddush, the Eidim who are Huzam are only Nifsal Mikana Lahalon, only after the Hazama takes place and the Bedim Azim show up and they testify in court that we're being Mazim, and only from then on and in, then the Muzamim become possible to testify, because the Chiddush, we limit the Chiddush. Abai, on the other hand, really doesn't tell us, Zok Lechem Mishnah, what he holds about whether Eidzaim are a Chiddush or not. It doesn't say in Abai about this. And in fact, Abai doesn't limit the din of Eidzaim the way Rama limits it and says only in the Gei, the Kanal HaBo. Abai holds Eidzaim are Nifsal, from the moment that they testified what now is considered a false testimony, and we pass on like Abaye. So the Tushita was like the Lecha Mishnah, that therefore we go like Abaye, of course, and we're going to, like the Dan, that we hold like Abaye, we're going to say that Ezem is not a Chiddush, the way the Gemara ascribes to Rava. Rather, we're going to say Ezem is actually a Svara Pshuta, because like the Torah says, that the Mazimim are being made on the Guf of the Muzamim. We saw you in China, and once we're discussing the Guf of the Muzamim, those Muzamim can't contradict that at all as Edim, because you can't be an aid about yourself, about your own guf. So that's the Torah Shita. He held that Abaye disputes Rav and holds that Edim is not a Chiddush, it's a Svara Pshuta, and it's reflected in the language of the Torah that seems to indicate Edim is a Svara Pshuta. And the Torah will not agree, Zot Lecha Mishnah, with the Rambam's very startling Chiddush, where the Rambam understands that the din of Edzimim, the Mazimim become weaker, if in addition to being testifying that the Muslims were in China that day, we say we also saw the protagonist who supposedly did the Maisa, and we saw the Maisa didn't take place. That Chiluk is not made by the Torah, and won't hold of it either, because according to him, the Din of Ezim is a Pashat HaSvara. Any time the Mazim are being made on the Guf of the Edom who are Muzamim, the Muzamim can't contradict them. Masha'in came to the Lecha Mishnah, the Rambam understood that Ezim is a Chiddush, both in Abaye and in Rava, even though they have a proteistic, a specific dispute about whether the Muzamim are being Nifsal from the original moment when they said the testimony like Abaye or like Rava, only Nifsal from when they get Huzam in court. But both are going to agree fundamentally, according to the Rambam, that Ezim is a Chiddush, and consequently, the Rambam, that's why the Rambam held that since even according to Abaye, Ezim is a Chiddush, the Rambam limited it to a case where we're only speaking about the Guf of the Muzamim, you Muzamim with us as in China, and we don't speak anything about the Maisa. We know the Maisa didn't take place, because the moment you speak of the Maisa, then we're going to limit the Chiddush, and we'll say, no, that looks to us like a Hakasha, has elements of Hakasha, and therefore we'll treat it like ordinary Treyetre. That's the Lecha Mishnah. And Shmuel Rozovsky, in his Shiurim, disagrees with the Lecha Mishnah's understanding of the Torah. And Rosh Rolozovsky Tain is that he believes that the Torah cannot be understood kipshutoi, literally, as understanding that lahalacha we hold like Abaye, and therefore we say that Ezim is a simple Svora and not a Chiddush. And again, what's the Svora the Torah says? Because the Mazim in the second set are being made on the Guf of the Muzamim, you were with us in China, and a person can't be made on his own Guf, so the Muzamim can't respond. That, says Rosh Rolozovsky, is not a simple Svora. And without a special chiddushu, like the Gemara tells us over here, we would never say it. Why, Zokter? Because if Shmuel Zavsky Tain is that the only time we say that a person can't be made a testimony about his guf, when it's about his guf, he can't be an aid, that is all, Zokter Shmuel Zavsky, when there's actually some halachic impact on the guf. If a person is going to come to Bezin and made, oh, he didn't murder somebody, he wants to serve as an aid, so there, the question of whether he murdered somebody or didn't has a direct impact on him. Because if he murdered someone, he's chayav misa, etc., he's chayav an oynish, as the case may be, that a person can't testify something about himself, which is negay ladina about himself, has an actual impact on him in terms of whether he will or won't be nenesh, whether he will or won't be chayav moment. That's the kind of testimony you can't be made about yourself. He believes that in the case where the second set, the mazimim, are made on the first set, the muzamim, that you're with us in China, and the whole nafgamina, in the direct sense of having you being with us in China, is that therefore now you are unable to be made an activity that you say you saw in New York on a street corner on that day. If that's the whole nafkamina, then the direct nafkamina of the Eidus of the Muzamim is not in terms of the guf of the first set. It rather, the nafkamina in the Eidus of the Mazimim is in terms of whether the first set are able to say a particular piece of testimony or not. That, Zotav Shulazovsky, does not have a getter, it's not halachically defined as Eidus on the guf of the Muzamim, since it doesn't impact directly on their guf. Rather, the impact that it has is simply to negate their ability to be able to testify in a thing they claim to have seen in New York. The mail of Zotav Shulazovsky is that it's clear to him, contrary to the Lecha Mishnah, that no matter how you learn, even the Torah will learn, that Abaye is going to agree to Rava, Ezim is a Chiddush. It definitely is a Chiddush. However, Zalman Shulazovsky, he believes that the understanding of the Torah is that the Torah learned we're being Magdir the Chiddush. We like to define the Chiddush. We're not going to say it's some sort of a choik like Pora Adum or something which we can't understand. Rather, once the Torah said the Chiddush, that the Mazim in the second set of believes over the Mazim in the first set, we're going to give it a guideline, give it a set of understanding, and that is, therefore, we're going to say say what the Torah says, that the Torah was gufa mechanish, that the second set are considered to have been made in the guf of the first Adam, and that's why they believed. Thus haste, zokt the Rav Shmuel Ozovsky, misvarach itzayin, I would never have looked upon it that way, that I'm being made upon the guf of the first Adam, because it doesn't impact on them in terms of them being nenash or not, they're being chayav or not. However, once the Torah did say the second set is made is neman over the first, so now I'm going to understand that to mean that even though it doesn't have in the direct sense a nafkemina on the first set of Adam, afal pikein, the coming to negate them, to say that you were in China rather than New York, therefore you were unable to know anything that took place in New York, that itself has been defined by the chiddush hakroa ve'zoymim to be a testimony upon the guf of the Muzammim, and therefore they can't respond. And that's the term meant, it's on the guf of the Muzammim. He means to say, after we have the chiddush hakroa, this is how we're understanding what it is that the Torah was mechadesh in the din of Ezoimim. In the next Gemara, the Gemara brings in another machloike between Rava and Abaye, b'negeya to a mumar, oichel nevei lois lahachis. The Gemara explains over there that if a mumar is oichel nevei lois leteyovoin, then everybody agrees, Abaye and Rava both agree, that it becomes possible to eidos from there on and in. If he eats nevei lois because of his taiva that he has, that he has a taiva, he's yetzahor, he wants to enjoy the nevei lois, because that he eats them, it's possible to eidos. A mumar, however, who is oichel nevei lois lahachis, which Pasha Pshat means he's eating the nevelos to get Hashem angry. We'll talk about that with Hashem coming up later, Belin later. So if he's eating the nevelos lahachis, that's how machloik is Abaya and Rava. Abaya holds it there as well. He becomes posel la'edus, and we pass him like Abaya, that's the mem of Yal Kagam, and that's the mummer. And Rava holds that mummer oichel nevelos lahachis does not become posel la'edus. The Gemara at the beginning of the sugya is mevuah that Abaye and Rava are apparently arguing on understanding the pasuk in the Chumash, Al Toshes Yodcha Im Rasha, Liyos Eid Chomos. Abaye takes out of the pasuk Al Toshes Rasha Eid. Whatever, if he's a Rasha, he can't be an Eid. Al Toshes Rasha Eid. Rava says no, Eid Chomos Ba'inan Veleka. So it has to be an Eid on forcibly taking money, a monetary violation, Eid Chomos Ba'inan. According to Rava, if it's not a monetary type violation, he does not become Pasul Eidus. So now it comes out, in other words, that Mumba Oichel Veil Slahachis, which is not a monetary type violation, so there that's a Machlokes Rava and Abaye, and according to Rava, doesn't become Pasul Eidus. According to Abaye, he does. However, Mumba Oichel Veil Slahachis is Pasul Kol Yalm, and apparently that is considered to be the equivalent of a monetary type violation. Now, actually, the Torah over here appears to have had a Girsa in the Gemara, where the Gemara itself addresses this, and the Torah's Girsa seems to be brought down a number of Yishonim over here. It's in the Meiri, it's in the Yadrama. The Torah over here says that the Omru, it quotes from the Gemara, Kofin ve'ochil, Kofin ve'shokel arba zuzi umasid. The word kofin means to be hungry. So the same person who's hungry, and therefore because of his hunger, he is going to eat an isur, that same person who gets hungry is going to do a different isur. He'll take money to satiate his hunger, to buy something, to buy some food, and he'll take the money and he'll testify falsely. So there was, therefore, a moment oichel velzay oven is being treated as a isur shebemomoyin. Because even though eating the velzay oven is not really directly momness, nonetheless it indicates that to satisfy your personal needs, you're prepared to do an isur. Oichel velzahachis doesn't show that at all. But oichel velzay oven shows that to satisfy your personal needs, you're prepared to do an isur. And therefore, if that's the kind of person you are, then who are then you would also take money to testify falsely to get that money and to satisfy your personal needs. So that's why everyone agrees is possible. Now, the Yad Ramah, later on in the sugya, makes the following observation. As you know, later on in the sugya, the Gemara brings down that Rava discusses the sheet of Rav Meir, and in a nutshell, Rava is miyaches to Rav Meir a havona that if an eid is established to be ra la shamayim v'ra la brios, then henceforth he cannot testify about in any eidus, eidus momen or eidus nefashos, as long as he established to be ra la shamayim v'ra la brios, which is to say, he testified to defraud somebody of money, so he's ra la shamayim against shamayim and ra la brios as well, and therefore he can't say any eidus anymore. If, however, the person said an eidus which wasn't about money, it was about some other issue unrelated to money, he hasn't been shown to be rala shemayim and rala brius as well, because it was non-money, it wasn't rala brius, therefore, he's not nifsal from eidus. That's a rava, is miyachas to Rebbe Meir. On this, the Adrama asks, if you need this technical idea of rala shemayim and rala brius, how does that fit with what we said earlier, that oichon level sayovoin is nifsal from eidus, according to everybody, even according to rava. Tech defrekti Adrama, obviously, technically, eating the Veilas HaTayovin is not Rala, not Rala Briois. He didn't hurt any Briois by eating the Veilas HaTayovin. So, why is Rava Maskim that if you ate the Veilas HaTayovin, you come in this Hala Eidus, if you need Rala Shemaim, Rala Briois? And here it's interesting that the Adrama says two different approaches. And the Shaila is a question of understanding the difference between the two approaches. The first approach of the Adrama is that since the underlying Svara behind the concept of Eichel Veilas HaTayovin is, and he quotes this girsa that apparently he had as well, that kofin v'ochel, kofin v'shokel abazozi umasid, knows that it's the same person who would violate an issa to take care of his personal needs, his personal hunger, and he would eat nevela, that same person, for his personal needs, would take money to emay it falsely. So therefore, the Adrama says, we could consider that person to be the equivalent of Rala Shemaim v'Rala Briyos. Why? Zokter, because the bottom line is, we don't look at technically whether you did a Rala Briyos technically or not. You look upon it based on the taima, based upon the svara, and the bottom line, the svara tells us, he's choshid lahora labriyos. So that's the Lashon Adrama. Choshid lahora labriyos. He's suspect of messing people up in order to get his personal gain, to fulfill his personal needs. And that's the svara, choshid lahora labriyos. That's the first understanding of the Mahalach and the Adrama. The second Mahalach of the Adrama, instead of going on the focusing on the Svara of Choshed Lahor Labriyos, the Adrama says we have to focus upon the Loshain HaPosuk, that the Loshain HaPosuk is Al Toshes Yodcha Im Rosha Liois Eid Chomos, which remember Rava takes the word Chomos very specifically. It has to be a Eidus of Chomos, of monetary violence. And on that, Zakti Adrama, even the simple sense of the Posuk of Eid Chomos is Mashma, that you actively did a Hora Labriyos, you did something bad to the Briyos, nonetheless, you fall under the category of Eid Chomos as long as you did some Aveira Machmas Chumud Momoin, Machmas, some desire for some monetary benefit, for some monetary pleasure. That fits you into Chomos, the Lashon of Chomos of the Krah, and therefore a person who ate Neveilas HaTayovin, it fits into the Lashon of Rosha de Chomos because he did some Aveira because of personal monetary pleasure. He wanted to get the pleasure of consuming this, the taste of that Neveilah. So therefore, you fit into the Pasuk and of Rosh of the Chomos, and therefore you nifsal from Eidus. Now, what's the difference between these two Mahalchim of the Adrama? In the Sefer Masas Moshe, he says that there's actually a yesoidistic, a fundamental difference in the two Mahalchim of the Adrama, and based upon a very basic Shaila. What is the understanding of Rava here? When Rava limits the din of Eid becoming puzzle to be made henceforth because of some avla that he did in the past, which Rava limits that to Rosh of the Chomos. What's the idea of limiting that to Rosh of the Chomos? There's two tzedakim, Dr. Moshe Chavroini. One is, it's a Gzeiras HaKosuv. We're not going to give any hesbed to it. The Gzeiras HaKosuv tells us that a particular type of aver you did will pass you from Eidus. A particular type of aver you did won't pass you from Eidus. There's many examples, Dr., where we don't necessarily give any svoras. So behind the psule Eidus of the Krah, an Isha is possible Eidus, a Korv is possible Eidus. We find all different kinds of psule Eidus where we don't necessarily give a headbird to it. We just say it's exerced because it's the apostle. So therefore, likewise, the Rosh of the Chomos is apostle Eidus. If he's a Rosh in some area which is unrelated to Chomos, to some monetary violence, monetary issue, so then he's not apostle Eidus, it's all exerced because. That's one way to look at it. The other way to say it is that Rosh Shita is that the psul Eidus that's in this pasuk of Toshet Yodchem Rosh, etc., is a Svara de Kapsul. It's not exerced because of the Kapsul. The pasuk is Megala a Svara that if he's Choshud, suspect of doing some Torah violation for his personal gain, then who adin, from here on in, we have to suspect he'll take money to be made falsely also for some personal gain, because he's choshed to do averis for personal gain, so he'll testify falsely for personal gain. If it's a svara, it's not a question of gzeiras hakosuv, it's a question of working at when the svara of chshad does or does not apply, and those are the two stodim of the adama, zatir moishe chavroini. The first side went with the svara of chshad, which granted is a pashtus that the Rif Girsa is saying that. He's coughing v'ochel, coffin v'shokel arbezuzi umasid. He was hungry, so therefore he ate nevela. Next time he'll be hungry, he'll take the four zuzim to may it falsely. That's a svara of chashad. We're learning according to Reb Shad and Rava that there is megala a svara of being choshed him, and the svara of being choshed him is limited to those cases where he did the Aveira for monetary benefit. It's not negated the case of the Aveira. It had nothing to do with monetary benefit. And therefore, if he did have a monetary benefit, v'choshish from here on, henceforth, the ordinary may is falsely for monetary benefit as well. The second side of the Adrama, however, understands that it's all exerts a cost of, and that's why the second side, rather than working based on svar to figure out the parameters of Rav's din, it works upon what fits or does not fit into Lishna Dekra, the Lashna Posei, Eid Chomos, what falls under Eid Chomos, but does not fall under Eid Chomos. There's also Rav Chavroini, the second side of the Adrama held that Rav is based upon Gzeiras HaKosov, and a limited Gzeiras HaKosov, and to the extent that a person did Aveir, he will be possible. May this henceforth, that's also Gzeiras HaKosov, and none of this is based upon the Svara of Chashad. Those are the two tzedotim of the Adrama. This is all in the Shita of Rava, which Lamaisa, we don't paskin like Rava. We hold that all mumers to eat, to do an Aveira, in this case to eat an Aveira lahachis, you're going to become posel eidos from here on and in. So in the Shita of Abaye, how am I going to learn understanding of Abaye? And Be'emes, Dr. Rav Chavroini, he could make a very strong argument that, whereas in Rava, the Pashtas HaDvorim, which is the first set of the Adrama, and the Pashat Loshon of the Rif, is to say the Rav is based on Svara, that if he's choshud, that for personal gain he ate the velus, that means with Hayovan, he ate personally, he ate the velus, so who are then, for personal gain, he made falsely henceforth. The Rav limits the paslus, the case of mumin the velus for the oven, etc., because Rav works with a Svara chashad. But Abaye worked with Gzeres HaKosev. And that's Loshna Pasik. Al Toshes Rosha Eid. That's Abaye quotes the Pasik. Toshes Rosha, if the person is a Rosha, he can't be an Eid. Gzeres HaKosev. So it's because Abaye is not limited to Svara of chashad or to any particular Svara, Abaye therefore understands the Pasik very broadly, that any Aveir you did that makes you a Rosha is going to pass you from Eidos from here on and in. So the passes would be, and I want to add, by the way, although Rav Chavroni doesn't mention it, that actually that's Mavur in the Keren Oir over here, and I will sugi right away in the sugi of the Keren Oir. It says that's a posh upshot in the sugi zok there, that Rava holds that the Yisoid of the passes of Eidos in this posik of Toshas Rosh Eid is based on Chashad, and therefore it's limited to where we already saw him do this type of thing, that he, a violation for personal gain, whereas Abaye holds it not based upon a Svar al Chashad, zok the Keren. Rather, it is based upon a broad idea of Gzeres HaKosev. You did the Aveir, you are a Rosha, and Gzeres HaKosev tells us a Rosha is possible Eidos. However, Rav Chavroini writes that if we look very, very carefully in the Lashonis of the Rambam, in the Chos Eidos Perek Yud, we see that even though the Idan that we pass on like Abaye, we may have need to come on to both Hezbeirim, both in some cases an issue of Chashad, and in some cases a Gzeres HaKosev. Why? It's up there, we need to medakdik very carefully in the Lashonis of Rambam in Perek Yud. Now, the Rambam starts the Perek Yud over there in Hilchos Eidos by telling us Yosoidi is the Gechidish, that the Rambam is Mechadish, which is like the Rambam, that even though we go like Abaye, and we don't limit the Paslus of Eidos henceforth to someone who did a Rishus of Chomos, nonetheless the Rambam is Mevuar that you only come possible Eidos if you did an Aveira Shechayov an Aleha Malkus, or an Aveira that's Chayev Kolchgein, Aveira that's Chayev Misas Bezdin. And if it has to be, in other words, an Aveira that's Chayev Malkus, and Aveira it's chayev of a concrete oynish. Malkus mitzvah bezin. Moreover, the Rambam tells us why that is. Now, he actually, Rambam himself gives the reason. Why is it that you're only going to nifsal la'edus if you did an aveira of malkus or mitzvah bezin? The Rambam says because loshna pasik, which is in our Gemara as well, and the Rambam quotes it, al toshes yodcho im rasha liyos eid chomas. In other words, so if the person is categorized, defined as a rasha, from then on and in, we don't allow him to be an aid. So the Rambam says, well, we find in Pesukim in the Malkus Rosha, a person that didn't aver that's Mechayev Malkus is called a Rosha. In Bin Hakois HaRosha, the Pasik says. Likewise, a person that a Maisas Mechayev Misas Bezdin is also called a Rosha. Asher Hu Rosha Lomus. Rambam quotes Psukim that these types of individuals are called a Rosha in the language of the Torah. Since they're called a Rosha, therefore they fit into the Pasik of Al Toshes Yodcha Im Rosha Liyois Eid Chomos. But, therefore, according to the Rambam, a person did a violation that does it's maybe a bad Aveira, but it doesn't have any Malkus, it doesn't have any Mrs. Bezin, and you're not categorized as a Rosha in the Lashon of the Kra, and therefore you won't become possible Eidos henceforth. This is how the Rambam starts, Perek Yud, and Halacha Aleph. Later on over there in the Rambam, in Halacha Dalet, the Rambam says something, and we have to medakte carefully in his Lashon. The Rambam says like this, V'oid, yesh rishoyen shem psulun v'eidos alfa pi shehein b'nei tashlumen v'eino b'nei Malkus. The Rambam says, in other words, I'll give you people now who did what really is manna monetary violations, ganovim, gazlonim, etc., they did these monetary violations, and they're not b'nei malkus, because we know that a person does a monetary violation doesn't get malkus, he has to pay. Shein b'nei tashlum v'eina b'nei malkus. Zok the Rambam, hoyol, v'loichem momoin, she'enish alohem b'chomos. They took money that's not theirs in an act of chomos, therefore they are apostles, she'nemer, ki yokum eid chomos b'ish, etc., and that's a ganov and a gazan, etc., etc. That's the Rambam. Now, we need to medactic very carefully over here. The Rambam clearly begins the halacha by bavorning that this person I'm talking about now ought not, according to my rules, says the Rambam, ought not to have become posel le'edus henceforth, because he's not a b'nei malkus. In other words, that says we said in halacha, Al Rambam said that a person is categorized as a rasha in the lashon of the Krah if he did an act that's mechayev malkus, mechayev mitzvah bezdin. We have various psukim that bring that out, that if you did an act of chayev malkus or chayev mitzvah bezdin, then you call the rasha. But a gazlan is not doing an act as chayev malkus or mitzvah bezdin; it's chayev tashlumin. Therefore, the Rambam vavorins at the beginning of the halacha dalid that we ought to theoretically have said that he doesn't become posel edus because he did not do an act as chayev malkus. So the Rambam, no, af al pi kein, you are chayev malkus. Why? Because you did a chomos type of act. Because a monetary violation is called a chomos, a monetary violence. You did a chomos act, and the Rambam quotes Zokter Rav Chevroini, a different pasuk than the one he quoted before. He doesn't quote the old pasuk Al Toshes Yodchem Rosh Elias Eid Chomos. He quotes a new pasuk Ki Yokum Eid Chomos Beish. A different pasuk Ki Yokum Eid Chomos Beish. And Be'emes the Lechem Mishnah over there is the kasha on the Rambam. The Lechem Mishnah asks, why did the Rambam change pasukim? What's going on over here? What's the tachos of bringing two different pasukim in the two different halachos of the Rambam? It's fragged the Lechem Mishnah a kasha on the Rambam. What's the answer to the Lechem Mishnah's question? Why did the Rambam quote two different pasukim? Apparently, one pasuk, a pasuk of Al Toshes Yodcha im Rosha, etc., then he gets to somebody who did a Aveira of Malkus and Mises Benzin, a different pasuk, the Rambam quotes, which, by the way, that pasuk doesn't mention anything about Rosha, it mentions Chomos. Ki Yochum eid Chomos Be'ish, different pasuk, and there it is for the person who did a monetary violation. Now, Zot Rav Chevroni, to perfectly understand this, to understand this Chitas HaRambam B'dikto Godo, we need to examine carefully the language of the Kesef Mishnah over there in the Rambam, and the Kesef Mishnah over there ask the question, Dr. Kesef Mishnah, by focusing so much on the language of Chomos, and the Pasuk says Chomos, Ki Yokum Eid Chomos Be'ish, it stands that the Rambam is borrowing the Shita of Rava in our Sugya, which is not Lahalacha. Rava is the one who makes the Diyuk in the Pasuk. Rava says it says in the Pasuk Chomos, and therefore you need Rosh of the Chomos, but that's Rava's Shita, that it's only a mandatory type violation that's going to get you Nifsal, henceforth, Mikana Lahabo. And that's the Shita of Rava's of the Kesef Mishnah. The Rambam is passing like Abaye. And if so, why does Rambam focus on Chomos at all? The Kesef Mishnah says it's so much sosom the answer, where the Lechem Mishnah says that it needs a lot of explanation, it's a shver. But what did the Kesef Mishnah say? So the Kesef Mishnah says, Bekitzor, that actually the Rambam understood that there's really two different things here. One is the guy who did the classic type of Veira, Achiv Malkus type of Veira, Achiv Mises Bezen type of Veira, and that guy has nothing to do with Chomos. He's Nifsa because the Pasuk called him a Rosha, and the Rambam himself says that. Al Toshet Yodcha im Rosha, and the Rambam says, Achiv Malkus violation is called a Rosha. The Rambam doesn't bring a chomos at all. However, Zot HaKesef Mishnah, when we get to the halachas of monetary violations, there's actually a chiddush zok that you have to know, he says. And that is that a person does a monetary type violation, which is mechayev tashlumin, so even if he takes care of the tashlumin, he's a gazan and he ends up paying back. Afal pikein, you're permanently nifsal edus even after you pay back, unless you did tshuva. As I Zot HaKesef Mishnah, even if you paid back already, you're nifsal permanently unless you did Shashuva. So on that, Zok, the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam is going to be explaining over there that even though you undid what you did, you took something wrongly and you ended up undoing it because you gave it back, Afal Pikein, you're defined as a Chomos individual, and then the Rambam is telling you this Chiddush. Even though I gave it back, I did an act of Chomos, and consequently I'm a Chomos person, and therefore Posel La'edus. That is what the Kesef Mishnah says. The Lecha Mishnah says it's very, very cryptic what the Kesef Mishnah meant to bring out with that. Ultimately, we pass on like a Baye. If we pass like a bay, we ought not to be focused on the Chomos idea at all. Zokt of them Rav Chevroini, that if you medakte carefully in the Rambams here and in the Kesef Mishnah here, what we really see is that the Rambam is miyaches to Abaye, a very big spalt, a big split, that is two entirely distinct lomdusin that kick in. One of them, the lomdus that kicks in and tells us if he did a malkus or a mitzvah bezdin violation in Nifsal, and a different lomdus that tells us that if he did a monetary violation in Nifsal, and that's why there are two psukim in the Rambam. The first pasuk in the Rambam Rambam is the pasuk of Al Toshes Rosha, Yodcho Im Rosha. That one, the entire salient feature that I'm going to be examining is, did the person do an act that made him a Rosha? The Rambam tells us. That's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam tells us that it has to have been an act of Machayev Malkus, an act of Machayev Mises Bezin. Those things make you a Rosha, and if you were made a Rosha, then that's it. There's no question of Chomos or not Chomos, and you automatically Nifsal Eidus. However, by the person who did a monetary violation, did not do that which makes him a Rosha, because the monetary violation doesn't get Malkus or Mises Bezin, so it doesn't make you labeled as a Rosha. The Rambam is telling us that Abaye himself is maskim, that in that case, by the monetary violation, the reason you're Nifsal is because of Rava's reason, is because of Rosha the Chomos. Abaye agrees with Rava, the monetary violations are nifsal because of the pasuk of Chomos. He just adds an independent, separate lomdus that the Rambam is, according to the Bayez Rambam, is an additional lomdus that a person who did an act of a chayef, an iser, that's machayef malchus, or Mises Bezdin, is independently ogetized as a Rosh and therefore apostle of them. That's why the Rambam brings two psukim zok there, because the first pasuk is talking about the pasuk of Toshes Yodcho Im Rosha, and it's the becoming a Rosh that passes you. The second pasuk of Hiyokam Eid Chomos Poish is focusing on the Chomos aspect, and there's what the Kesef Mishnah, that's the Kesef Mishnah speaking out over there. That near the Indian has nothing to do with whether you Mechayev and Oynish, has to do with the fact that you did a monetary violation, and even if you undid what you did, once you're labeled as a Chomos person, even if you paid back, you did a tashlumin. Unless you did a tshuva, that's permanently labeled as a chomus individual, and therefore nifsal leidus. So those are the two psukim and really two lomdusin, Dr. Moshe Chevroini, in the Rambam's Abaye. Now Chevroini adds that he actually saw in the tshuva's Chasan Sofer that the Chasan Sofer, remarkably enough, actually says this spalt, these two bazunder adinim in the Shitas Abaye, and the Rambam Chasan Sofer actually comes up with a nafkamina ladina, quite a remarkable shtickle in the tshuva's Chasan Sofer, a nafkamina ladina that reflects the hevdel, the difference between these two lomdesin. The nafkamina ladina in the Chasan Sofer is benegaya to someone who was an avarian at the time when he saw the maisa that he's testifying about, but by the time that he got around later on to testifying in front of Bezin, he had done teshuva, and therefore he's no longer that avarian. And that's the shaila, a fundamental question. The person who was an avarian b'shas, he saw the meiser, but later on was choyzer teshuva, is he able to testify in Bezin or not? Now, Sefer remarkably says that, and he believes that based upon the way he understands the yesoidos, and really which is the way we're explaining the yesoidos, he says that there's a difference between if the person was posel originally out's money violation, or if it was out's mal a Misa violation. Why? Because if it was a Malkos a Misa type violation, then the person is defined as a Rasha. Well, if you're defined as a Rasha, since the Pasuk says Al Toshes Rasha Eid, that's what he quotes the Pasuk, it's actually more elaborate, Al Toshes Yodcho Im Rasha Liois Eid, the Zotachon Sefer, that's a Gilei HaKra, that there is no Shem Eid upon an individual as long as he's a Rasha, as long as he has that label of Rasha because he did a Chiyav Misa or Malkus and didn't do the Tshuva. He wasn't an Eid at that time, altogether, when he saw the Eidus, till later when he does the Tshuva. Masha Einkein, Zotachon Sefer, a person did a monetary violation is not defined as a Rasha, mamash with the Yesodis that was saying. Rather, he has a different paslus of Eid Chomos. Ki yokum Eid Chomos be'ish. He's an Eid Chomos, so that he actually is called an Eid in the Torah. He's just a pasul Eid because he's an Eid Chomos. That's the pasul. Ki yokum Eid Chomos. It's not a sefer. Nafkamina is that we know there's a halacha that the Gemara tells us in different places that an Eid has to be tchilosoi bekashrus. He has to have been an Eid who was kosher right from the get-go, right from the very beginning. It can't be who was pasul and later on got kosher. He has to be tchilosoi bekashrus. So the chasan sefer, the way that's going to play over here is going to be like this. If the person originally had a monetary violation on his shoulders, he had done a monetary violation, he was an Eid posel when he saw the act, because he was an Eid chomos, kiyokum Eid chomos. Therefore, he was an Eid here, and he was an Eid posel. And even if he does tshuva later, he would not be able to come in Bezin and testify, because he's lacking in the qualification of Tchilos HaVekashas. Masha Ein Kein, if the individual was an Eid who was posel originally, because he was a Rosh HaMamish, because he had done a Chiyav Misa, or Malkus, which according to Abaye apostles you, so that person was not even an aid at all originally, because he wasn't an aid. Al Toshes Rosha aid. He wasn't an aid. Since he wasn't an aid, by the time that later on he gets to testify, and he had done tshuva by that time, and he's called an aid, that aid, believe it or not, is called Chilos HaBekashrus, because it's from the very first moment of being an aid, he was kosher. When he was apostle, it's because he wasn't even an aid at that time at all. He only becomes an aid, eligible for the label of aid, at the moment he does the tshuva. At then when he does the tshuva, he's kosher right from the get-go, and that's called chilos abakashas. And so for therefore Paskins, he says this thing, that the person will be kosher, if he called chilos abakashas, and could testify if originally his paslus was a paslus of being a rasha, of a chi of malchus, or a chi of mamet. So you see the chon sefer mamash is going ladino with this distinction that the two categories that Abaye himself is going to hold of two distinct categories of pasul ein, one based on the label of chamos and one based on a rasha being unable to be an aid. Now the Michas Chinuch has a lengthy discussion as well in this sugya b'negeya to understanding the aside of the paslus of an avarian Hirosha being an aid according to Rava, or an avarian being an aid according to Abaye, and the Menachas Chinuch sweepingly dismisses the entire notion, both in Rava as well as in Abaye, the whole idea of saying that the psul should be based upon Chashad, that since he did an avarian in the past, for money or whatever, and therefore will suspect you in the future. Remarkably, the Menachas Chinuch begins by saying that he believes it's actually Meduyuk and the Muki Yosef in our Sugya, and the Muki Yosef didn't agree with that. Muki Yosef made the distinction between Rava and Abaye, the Muki Yosef basically, the Menachas Chinuch reading Muki Yosef, it really essentially is identical to what we said before from the Keri Noyer. Now, the Hainu that Rava is going to say, Rava who limits the Paslus of being able to be an aid to somebody who did a rishos involving momoin or rishos de chomos. So that's because Rava learns it's limited to cases of chashad, where we suspect you that just like in the past you did a avera for personal gain, so too in the future you'll testify falsely for personal gain. Rava goes with chashad, and the Muki Yosef, by the way, which is somewhat cryptic and it's quoted by the Mechas Chinuch, he says that now that we paskin like Abaye and we're absolute and we hold that all types of avera passi you for Edus in the future, that therefore we look upon it, Zokt the Muki Yosef, we look upon it as Rachmona Pasleila Edus, that the Torah passes you for Edus, the Chsiv Al Toshes Rosho Eid. The Torah passing you Edus, and the Muki Yosef Meduik, Zokt the Mechas Chinuch, that in the Shita of Rava, it wasn't a question of Rachmona Pasle with Tamak Zeya Sakosif, it was a question of logic, it was a question of naming on that because you had previously sinned for monetary gain, you'll do so in the future. A Chashad, but in a Yeshita, who learned that any aver will do that, so that it will pass you for edus. So in him we're going to say it's exeis hakosef. The Mechas Chinuch goes on to argue with the Muki Yosef. He has an arichus on that, and he comes out in the end. Alkin the Muki Yosef three on the ear, and he doesn't like the Muki Yosef at all. And the Mechas Chinuch makes basically two fundamental points about this the Muki Yosef's derech and the suya. First of all, zokt the Mechas Chinuch, that if you believe that according to Rava we're limiting the paslus of Eidus to cases where he did a Risha de Chomos because he's Nechshad, he's suspect of saying, speaking falsely, saying false Eidus for gain. So if that's what Rava is saying, there's no reason to think that Abaye disputes that. Chashad, Abaye happens to broaden the parameters of the Isur HaKrov, the Gzeres HaKosov over here, to say that any Avarian is called Rosha and consequently possible for Eidus, but as far as whether we're going to say that it is a Chashad, that a person who sinned previously for personal gain is chosh in the future, Abaye presumably would agree with Rava on the basic fact that there is such a chashad. But if there is such a chashad, like the Muki Yosef is going to hold, or Pidarko is at the Mechas Chinuch, if there is such a chashad, then why is it meduyik in all the poiskim in Yeridaeus and in Beizok there, that when we say that an eid echod is neman bi isurim, by shari surim, that's regardless of what type of avarian you are, and it's mashman the poiskim, the steamers of poiskim, that even if he's a gazlon, he doesn't type of rishas to chomas, he's also neman for shari surim. So is a gazlan able to tell you this meat is kosher? You can go right ahead and eat it. Is he neman on isurim or not? Is a gazlan able to testify on shari surim? Remember, our pasuk when it speaks about psul edus is talking about edus of bezdin. We are takat of edin, two edin come into bezdin. But what's with shari surim? Geveintlich the halacha is that all kinds of psul edus are kosher of shari surim. An isha is kosher. Teimeidon, the meat is kosher or whatever it is. A koroiv is kosher. All the psul edus are kosher of shari surim. What about the rosha of the sugi over here? Is he also possible a kosher v'shari surim? So the avada it's mashman the place can clearly in the saying that he is kosher v'shari surim. But zokter according to the Muki Yosef's basic derech that there is a chashad element that we see, so a person suspected of lying, of falsifying for personal gain. If they have a chashad, we should distrust him even by shari surim as well, because he can't be believed regardless of which type of testimony he's saying. Even shari surim type testimony to tell me that the meat is kosher or whatever it is, it should be be unable to trust him because he's suspect of lying. It's not exactly a kosov issue, which I could limit to Eidos and Bezdin and say it doesn't apply to Eidos Shari Surim. It's a suspicion that he's lies for personal gain. If he's choshed, it should apply to Shari Surim, it should puzzle him Shari Surim. And from there, that's the first point of the Michas Chinuch, that he claims that it's Meduyik B'chol HaPoiskim in Yerideya, that we don't hold at all of the whole notion of Chashad. Just because a person once previously sins for personal gain doesn't mean that he's suspect of sinning for personal gain in the future, and he believed it's just a question of there's a kosov in our sugya. That's all it is. Why is it there's a kosov telling me? And if it's there's a kosov passing me for edus in certain cases, then I'm going to say that there's a kosov is applicable specifically to testimony in front of a bezdin, shnei edim and bezdin, and doesn't apply to shari suim. So that's the first point of the mechas chinuch. Secondly, Dr. Michas Chinuch, that he believes that we could offer a sweeping argument that could totally dismiss the whole notion that either Rava or Abaye is based on any sort of chashad in this Gemara. Rather, we must learn both Rava and Abaye. Rava is limited in terms of which Roshas are going to be possible Eidos of the future, only Rosh of the Chomos. Abaye is broader, any Rosh possible Eidos of the future, but both are Gzeiros HaKosas Be'alma. And the raya to that, in my opinion, Dr. Michas Chinuch, is because ask yourself the following question. If it's a question of chashad, that means fundamentally he really could serve as an aide, but he's suspect of falsifying, suspect of being false. So what happens to the Mechas Chinuch if two Eidim come in and they testify that Reuven killed Shimon? And then two other Eidim, who are Rishoim, come in and they say, well, we saw it and Reuven did not kill Shimon. What's going to be the din in that case? So Avanda, we know, is the Dover Borus of the Mechas Chinuch, based upon the Pashtus of the Sugya and the Poiskim, it's clear that the second set is going to be rejected because since they are Rishoim, they're possible Eidim, and therefore their attempt to exonerate Reuven, to get him off the hook, is going to fail. All I have is one cut Edom Ksherim, that Reuven killed Shimon, and I'm going to put Reuven to death. Zalta Mechas Chinuch, that all works very well if you learn that this Gemara is about Gzeiros HaKosos, and Gzeiros HaKosos are absolute, and they passel the mensch from being an Eid Be'etzem. He has an absolute Chaloyth Shem Psul, the moment that he's a Rosha, according to Abaye, or Rosha the Chomos, according to Rava, then I understand why I'm rejecting the second set. But if the second set is fundamentally really could serve as Edom, but they're Choshud, and let's say Rava understood, for example, that that's the passel in the second set, they're choshud to lie. They're really Edom, but they're choshud to lie. Zokta Mechas Chinuch, Fetainach, you'll tell me that they said that these Edom have a weakness to them, there's a problem with them, but they're not mufka legami from being Edom, they're just choshud of lying. So why can't they at least create enough of a suffix where the Reuven really could kill Shimon, that I should be able to say, v'hiksilu ha'edo, that's the big klal all over, that anytime I have some sort of a suffix in Bezin's eyes, whether Reuven did the killing or whether a person's chayav misa, the probably kick in the pasik, v'hiksilu ha'edo, the pasik v'hiksilu ha'edo, because I'll speak in a number of places. So at least we should say Vitzilu Ha'ed over here, because this second set, even if they're Chashudim, at least they are Eidim, and it's possible to tell the truth. So why don't you get the individual off the hook and not put him to death? So that's Mechas Chinuch's Taina. He says, you see, clearly it's an absolutist Shem Psol. And that will explain why the second set can be made at all, rather than saying that the Etzim, they're Eidim, they're just Nechshad in lying. Now, I looked around, but I didn't find anybody that should directly respond to this Mechas Chinuch. But I just want to mention on my own, to defend all the Gedolim, the Muki Yosef, and the others that do learn up in Rava, that Rava was based on Chashad, that Be'emes, this whole time of the Mechas Chinuch, that if it's just Chashad, let them come in and at least create a suffix with their testimony, and therefore allow this convict to get off of the hook. And Be'emes, that's a very questionable premise, and really you could respond to it. As the Mechas Chinuch is naming on, that even if I can't have a Koyach Gomor of Eidos, at least that could be enough, because I'm Nechshad, I may be lying, Aval Pekin can have enough for Koyach to Matlo Sofei. That means there's a strong argument to be made that even a person has a Shem Eid and is able to say Eidos Gomor in Bezdin, or else he has no Din Eid whatsoever. If I have Eidim who are Choshud, and therefore whatever they'll say in Bezdin will be suspect, it's Yitachin to learn that whatever they say in Bezdin is therefore rejected and ignored by the Bezdin. Eidos doesn't go by halves, it doesn't go by creating Epis Vosa Koyach, I can't really fully accepted, but create episodes. It's lav dafka that there is such a thing. It's yitachon to learn that the pasuk is megala that edus is accepted if it's a koyach gomer of edus. If it has a reyasa and it has a chashad on it, then the edus is not accepted by the bezin, and therefore I'll be left with just the first set that said that Reuven is a convict and he ought to be sentenced to death. The notion of the mechas chinuch that if the second set are only nechshad, they should be able to at least say matlo safek is something that really could be questioned whether that the gidri edus work in that manner. I'll conclude with what I mentioned earlier, when I get to Lashon of the Gemara over here, that the Mumar Oichel Leveilus Lahach is a Machloket Abaye and Rava, passing like Abaye, that he's Posel Le'edus. What does it mean, Mumar Oichel Leveilus Lahach is? The Poshup Shat means that the person is coming to eat the Neveilus for the purpose of angering Hashem. There is an Imre Bina, an important Imre Bina, in Choshe Mishpat, to Chos Eidus and Lamed Gimel, where he says that in this Gemara you cannot learn Lahach is Hamash Kipshute that way. The person was purposely coming to anger Hashem. There's a person who's coming lehedya to be boyet, that's to kick out, to be boyet, lehedya to rebel mamish, a rebellion against the Eibishter. Such a person, Zokter, is included in the gather of a min and apikiris and bevadai posel all edus, even min atoira. That's clear, and that would not be some kind of machlokes amaroim and algamar between Rava and Abaye. The person is coming lehachis mamish. On this, the Imre Bina is mitzayin to look at the tfuah shir and the bechir shir in avodah zarah tafchov vav, which I looked up over there. The Bemis and Bechir Shur says this for it as well. He says it himself. The Bechir Shur quotes the Lashon of Rambam, because we'd say a perik dalid benegir to somebody who eats nevelus, for example, or he wears shatnes, the purpose of lahachis, the purpose lehedya, to anger the Eibishter. He's trying to purposely rebel and anger the Ribono Shelom. So such a person, Rambam says, is included in apikiris, and he's meridim v'loy mailim, which is the sugya of avodah zarah. They would lower him into a pit and leave him there to die. He would not raise him up from the pit if he's dying at the bottom of the pit. Meridim v'loy mailim. So you see, clearly the Rambam understood that such a person, Mamash, has a get of an apikiris, the Rambam says. So therefore, the Tvua Sher says on his own, well, he says this word already, that our Gemara, when it says, Mumma Uchal Veilos, Lahachis, it clearly does not mean the real Lahachisnik, the person's coming Lahedia to anger Hashem. Rather, the Inyan over here in this Gemara is not that he's coming Lahachnit, not that he's coming to anger Hashem, but Zotab Bechor Sher, Ela Sheporak, Me Olov, Oil Isin Veilos. He simply doesn't care. You know, the person who eats a Teyovoin, the individual eats a Teyovoin is a Pshat, he really does care about the Avera, but his Tai voice got the best of him, which in terms of our Gemara happens to be more Chomer in a way, because our Gemara is Mavur, that means that you're allowing your Tai voice and your physical bodily needs to get the best of you, so you would do it the next time when it comes to Eidus as well. Mashen Kain, the person Lahachis in our Gemara, is not coming Slehedia to anger the Rabban Shum, rather, he simply is doing it with Derech Prika Soil. He's no longer interested in keeping this thing, he's just not interested in keeping it all together. So that individual, he wasn't Lahedia coming to rebel against Eibishter, but this particular mitzvah, he simply doesn't keep it, he's parakoyel this aver. That's the individual lahachas in our Gemara, where you have the machloikas between Abaye and Rova. I want to just conclude by mentioning something which I think is worth mentioning, that these two types of lahachas are actually found in two different Sfarnos in Chumash. The truth is, an important Sfarno, I mentioned it many times, in Voschanon, the Pasuk Yisoylud Bonim Bnei Bonim, etc., and there's Vasisem Hora Be'eni Hashem Elokecha Lehach Iso. You're going to do evil in the eyes of Hashem, lahach isoy, to get him angry. This one over there bavorns a question that every thinking person has to ask. Why would anybody ever do an aver to purposely get Hashem angry? Would you get somebody who's stronger and bigger and huskier than you were angry? A person holding a gun pointed at you, would you get him angry? So lahavdol, I mean, the Eibishter, you get the Eibishter angry? What kind of fool would ever do such a thing? And the mind says, mavur, in this Gemara and in other Gemaras, the Gemara in Kan Mekoymes speaks about this aver, a person doing an aver lahachis. Well, who did an aver to get Hashem angry? This one says something very important over there, and he says, you can look it up over there in Dvorim Dalet Chofei in the Sfarno, that he says that the tachlis of why people would do an aveir lahach isoy to get Hashem angry is to cause the Eibishter to withdraw his shechina lesalek hashechina miYisrael kadei liyos bilti mishubodim l'toyras akelius baruch hu mitzvah yisov. In other words, the person feels constricted, he feels hemmed in on all sides by the gilui shechina, by the presence of the shechina. He wants to do whatever he wants to fulfill whatever he wants to do, live the lifestyle he wants, and he can't. He's hemmed in. So he purposely tries to get the Eibishter angry, chas v'shom, to get the Eibishter to withdraw his shechina, then he'll feel comfortable doing whatever he wants. And a very interesting pshat of this Sfarno. And there, clearly we're learning about somebody who's purposely coming to get the Ribono Shel Olam angry, chas v'shom, to withdraw his shechina. There's a different Sfarno, however, an interesting Sfarno in Parashas Shlach, by the Chet HaMeraglim, and after the Chet HaMeraglim and the Gzeirah, there was Nigzer, because they didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. They rejected the Oretz, they rejected Eretz Yisrael. So you have after that the story of the Ma'pilim. That's they woke up the next day. They burst forward and they went. They didn't ask the Ibishter and they didn't ask the Oroin. They didn't take the Oroin with them. And Moshe told them, don't do that. So the Pasuk says over there that Moshe said, atem oivrim es pi Hashem. Why are you being oivr the pi Hashem? Zokt of them the Sforno. What's the Lashon Sforno over there? You're being oivr the pi Hashem. Kibo oifen ze loy siu choitem le te ovoin lahanoas atzmochem. You're not doing a very for your own pleasure or benefit. Elo lahachis. You're doing a very lahachis. In other words, as Sforno understands, and this is a much more dachistic lahachis. Here we're talking about people for cared. They were trying to undo what they messed up. They had rejected the Oretz and now they want to mechabev the Oretz and they want to go to the Oretz. And they're doing some sort of a tshuva, and Afal Pi Kein, this Sforno says, if you do it without the Rotzon Hashem, without the Eibishter interested in doing that, that's going to be an aver that's lahachis. The Michtam Elior Rav Dessler says on that Sforno, he says that over there you see bedakus a very dakustik lahachis. That's what he says. He says that this is a lahachis. It's not pshat that I'm coming purposely to Chasam to get Hashem angry, but rather any time the Michtam Elior uses a lashon of anoichios. Any time when my feeling of independence tells me I'm going to do whatever I want, and the Baruch Shem is going to have to give in to me, he's going to have no choice, I'm going to show what I want, and then the Baruch Shem is going to have to follow me, that is a get of lahachis. That is allowing nothing, including Ratzayin Hashem, to stand in my way, asserting my independence, bimkoim the Ratzayin Hashem, and that it has a gidre lahachis in it, provoking the Baruch Shem, I'll do it despite what it provokes you. Then Zot, Rav Michtam Eliyahu, Rav Dessler, that could take place even if people are coming to Shav B'tshuva, and they want to undo that they messed up. Afal Pi Kein, a person not nichna to the Rotzon Hashem, but goes, stumps forward despite the lack of Rotzon on the part of the Eibishter, that's called Lahachis. That's interesting. You see, really, in these two Svarnos, the two Gedorim of Lahachis, the person coming beheaded to anger Hashem, and then Bemis and Mavur and the Achroinim over here, the Mebina and the Bechor Yashir, they will speak of that wouldn't be the Mechoygis of an Abaya, because a person, that such a person has a Gedinavan Apikiris, he's Meridin Veloy Mylin, and certainly we wouldn't allow him to be an aid. He's Lahedit Boyet against the whole. The whole Eibishter, Masha'in came, and that was Sigi was talking about the person who's simply going to do what he wants, despite the fact that the Baruch Hu may want the other way. Because I do what I want. Now, so that's what the Rechonim say is called Lahachas, and that's been similar, interesting to what the Sforno Chumash calls Lahachas by the Mapilim in the Parsha Shlach.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.